Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A hard-to-fathom day in Twins history. And leading up to the deadline, we knew there would be moves. And I want to go back to the beginning, and I brought it up at the beginning of the show, and I think it's worth bringing it up. There was some optimism going into the break, because coming out of the break, you were going to be in Colorado. The Rockies are horrible. Then they were going to play the LA Dodgers, and then they were going to come home to the Nats at Target Field. And you felt like in that stretch, you can't predict a sweep. 2 out of 3 in Colorado, 1 out of 3 in LA, and then you take 2 out of 3 from the Nats, and you're probably feeling, as crazy as that sounds, a little bit better about things.
Yeah.
With this team.
They put themselves in this situation, Steve. I mean, the Twins have nobody to blame but themselves.
For sure. And the players playing. Now, granted, in that 9-game stretch, that's just 5-4, if my math is correct. So you get a game closer to 500. And then, of course, the Red Sox came into town. And we know how that went. So the Twins have been going in the wrong direction. There's a lot of teams between them and the final wild card. And there's a lot of games to make up. With August starting tomorrow in the standings. So you figure, okay, they're going to sell. And then we heard the names that could be on the block. And then this week the Correa thing emerged. And it is an incredibly unusual day because it moves into... Remember when Norm Green announced he was moving the Stars to Dallas, which was the loss of a franchise. And any North Star fan, still bitter about that. Anybody who was around for that is still bitter about that and hates Norm Green and has a resentment for the now Dallas Stars. Even though we've had our own hockey club here for 25 years, the X has been around for 25 years.
No, not anymore. It's, what is it, Grand Casino Arena or something?
Well, I still think it's EX until later this summer. I don't know what the deadline is.
Okay. I better get my stuff together.
The rink formerly known as EX.
There you go. Yes, so, we like things formerly known as.
So when you start thinking about these big moments in Minnesota sports history, in modern Minnesota sports history. You know, I brought it up to a couple of buddies of mine when these deals started going down. How heartbroken people were when the news broke of what Calvin Griffiths said in Waseca, and Rod Carew and that horrible, the way, Calvin managed things and was always trading or selling players and, Rod Carew was an all-time great,
mm-hmm.
and Calvin Mess, and you start thinking about those moments, and scandals off the field as well. You know, everyone loved Boat and the Vikings and
the
so on and so forth. I don't know if you put the Wizinator in that category.
Yeah, that's true. I just wanted to say Wizinator.
Yeah. And hey, if you had it on your bingo card, that's good stuff. So that's what I was thinking about during the news break, is where does this kind of rank all time? You know, and maybe there's some old-timers out there when the Lakers left town and moved to L.A. I mean, that's going way, way back. And we're maybe heartbroken about that. Or there's been some Timberwolves incidents. You think when the early days, Harv and Marv almost sold to Bob Arum and they moved to New Orleans.
Yeah, Glenn Taylor was the one that saved that franchise.
And Glenn at the time saved. And then Glenn involved in the Joe Smith fiasco. Mm-hmm. Talk about something that set the franchise back 4 years. And then some of the terrible management. David Kahn. Just stop there. Think about Kahn.
I don't want to.
And how preposterous that was. So today is, I think, one of those days that you can put into that category as, you know, 87 and 91 world champions, epic, you know, on the positive, as good as it gets. Will we ever feel that again in these parts? We've had the Lynx championships, and those have been great, you know, for sure. But, you know, on the other side of it, this is a bad day. And I'd love to hear, and, you know, I don't know about you, Chris Tubbs, but, you know, is there anything else that comes to mind, you know, way back in the day with the Gophers, the whole scandal down in Madison and Jim Dutcher, and, you know, you got to be quite a bit older to remember the whole brawl at the barn between the Gophers and the Buckeyes, and Bill Musselman was the coach. Ugly, ugly, ugly incident. The academic fraud at the U. Clem was at the helm and all of that. And Jan Gangelhoff. You start thinking about these. Today is one of those days that fits into that category. Now, we don't know how it turns out because we got a text earlier in the show. What if in 3 or 4 years, you know, they're winning the division again? And we don't know that.
No.
But right now, it's negative.
Absolutely. I don't know that if you're a Twins fan out there, you can look at this and you're like, I feel better about this franchise today than I did yesterday. That's just not something you can sell this franchise. I will say...
No, you can't say that.
No, you can't. You can't say that with a straight face. I think one thing that makes us different is that we are looking at a potential ownership, you know, change. And how does that factor into the bottom line? Is this to take, you know, debt and, you know, take some of those liabilities off of, you know, off of the team to make it an easier sell so they're not absorbing as much? I'm not going to put it into the Norm Green thing because I know that this team is not going anywhere. So the Twins are locked into Target Field. I do know that, you know, there are things that
they're not going anywhere.
They're not going anywhere, but I do think that the overall vibe of Twins fans is just throwing your hands up and like, what is the motivation for me as a fan to go out and spend my money and invest my time and energy in this team? And that is a hard, hard sell right now. And if you're a Twins fan, I know that, you know, eventually we'll get over this and we'll kind of look at it and we'll try and spin this and be positive about it. But right now, it's pretty raw to fans, and I think there's a legitimate hurt and frustration and anger by these fans because the ownership has told us this is what we've done. This is our business model. We are not interested in investing in the franchise. We are just interested in cutting back the expenses and putting the sale of the team in the best possible position. And that's what it feels like. It feels like it's a business decision, not a baseball decision. And people are not fans of Minnesota Twins, the business. People are fans of Minnesota Twins, the baseball team. They don't care if the business wins. We want the baseball team to win. And you got rid of players that made your team better, and your team is worse today.
Yeah, and you break down each individual deal, as we did earlier, and you can make a case for why they did the deal. What's shocking is the sheer volume and the percentage of the roster that will be playing somewhere else, and it begs the question, what does this team look like going forward? And we'll get into that, because it sounds as though that, you know, the guys they got in the Durant trade with the Phillies gave them back something that, you know, those are guys that can contribute. The guy they got back once again in the Correa trade, he ain't going to be in the major leagues. You look at the number and what he's doing down in high A ball, you know, at some point, maybe this year, he's going to hang him up and get a job and move on with his life and, you know, be able to, you know, tell his grandchildren that he was traded for Carlos Correa. He ain't coming to the major leagues. And these other guys that are somewhere in the low minor leagues that are now part of the Twins organization, we don't know. Maybe they got a Hall of Famer in that group.
But I think
time will tell. It's just the shocking part of it is the sheer volume in the short term. But that leads me back to my original premise that I brought up when we went on the air at 6. By the way, Henry has a night off. Steve in for Henry. Chris Tubbs is here. Is this. There's got to be a deal. I would be shocked not to learn that this team hasn't been sold and that the new owners are going to take over. And then the new owners, that will re-energize the fan base. New owners coming in, we're bringing in our people, here's our plan, and we want to spend some money. And, oh, by the way, Louis Varland was just a rental, we're bringing Louis back. Now, for example, I don't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
But my point being is that by clearing the deck now, if that's what they did, then the new owners come back with some money to play with to re-energize the fan base and say, hey, we're going to bring in some ballplayers. Because as we said, their starting rotation, the cupboard is not bare. Pablo's coming back from injury. Unfortunate. That led to their demise. That led to their slide. There's no doubt in June. Pablo going down was a big part of that. You still got Joe Ryan. Forget the rumors. Joe Ryan's still here. And then you got Zebby, and, you know, you've got Bailey Ober. So you've got some guys there. It's not like, you know, who are going to run out there to start, you know. It hurts. I get it. And then you look, and we're going to do that in a moment. We're going to look, who's going to be in the lineup tomorrow
night? Hey, Steve, who's on first?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And we'll get into that. When we come back, we'll get into some more texts as well when we return. Huge day in the history of the Twins with all these players leaving the club and going elsewhere. Here on News Talk, 830-WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What a day, Twins fans. All these players on the move. We learned about Paddock and Dobnak, but going to the Tigers. Correa to Houston, Twins, $30 to $33 million in cash. They get a player in return that won't be in the majors. Minor league guy, journeyman there. Duran, Bader, France, Castro, Stewart, Varland, Coulomb, and Jax all on the move. Question is, how do they go? We know Joe Ryan will start game one against Cleveland tomorrow night. And there's got to be a curiosity factor, Chris Tubbs, in what the manager is going to do with this club tomorrow night and how he's going to go with the players that are available. So you got Joe Ryan, he'll be on the mound. The catching situation, you got Jeffers and Vasquez.
Who's pitching for the Cleveland?
For the Guardians.
For the Guardians, yes.
That hasn't changed yet. We haven't seen an executive order.
Well, I know that they've. I know that they traded Justin Bieber to Toronto. Not Justin. Shane.
Yeah.
Baby.
Did you have that on your bingo card as well? That you're going to mention Justin Bieber?
I did not have. I didn't have the Biebs on my bingo card. Okay. But you know what? Anytime you can mention the Biebs, it's a good night. But no, that was accidental.
Gavin Williams, big guy, 6'6", 250. He's a big kid.
Okay, so I think he's a right-hander. So I think you're probably, you're probably gonna throw Larnick and Wallner are both gonna be in the outfield. But you did get James Outman in the Brock Stewart deal, from the LA Dodgers. So you got James Outman.
And he could step in.
I think he'll
play.
James Outman is the only guy realistically that is a major league caliber talent as of right now. So
I thought from the Phillies and the Duran deal, they got a guy who's ready. Like in the Duran trade, there was a guy that came over that or is coming over that they'll be able to run him out there pretty much right away.
But yeah, that's Mick Abel
and Taj Bradley in the Griffin Jacks thing. He'll be able to pitch.
Yeah, I mean Taj Bradley is. I'm intrigued by Taj Bradley to the point that you know that he's the guy that's going to step into one of those spots. So basically, you've traded. The one thing that you have done with the Twins is you've upgraded Chris Paddock to Taj Bradley. So Taj Bradley's got really good strikeout stuff. Taj Bradley is going to slide into your rotation right there. Mick Abel is the guy that you got. He's 23 years old. You know, he's a big kid, 6'5", really hasn't pitched a lot with the Philadelphia Phillies. He's going to come in and he's a project at this point right now. I mean, he's only pitched in 6-game, pitched 25 innings. So there's not really a whole lot.
They're going to need him out there. You know, he's going to get his opportunities.
Yeah, he will right now. I mean, what? So you're looking at Joe Bailey. I assume Bailey's going to make his next start for the Twins. Then you got Simeon. You've got
Simeon Woods Richardson.
Simeon Woods Richardson. You've got Zebby.
Who I think has shown promise.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Here's my question with that, though, because we talked about you blew up your bullpen. Your plan for Simeon Woods Richardson is 5 innings, and then you go to your bullpen. You ain't got nobody to go to anymore. Louis Varland, gone. Danny Coulomb, gone. Who's your guy? Cole Sands? Is that the guy you're going to go to now? You don't have Brock Stewart. You don't have Griffin Jacks. You don't have Duran. Like, Simeon Woods Richardson has got to now go longer. He's got to go 6 innings now.
Well, yeah, and earlier, you know, we brought up, you know, going forward, the bullpen is a gigantic question mark. But then beyond that,
that was your strength, Steve. That was your strength.
Right. I agree. And then catchers, so Jeffries, Vasquez will continue to mix and match.
Yes.
And then infield wise, I would assume.
Probably,
you know,
Cody Clemens,
you got Royce at third. Brooks Lee is now your shortstop. You know, day in, day out. Does Eddie Julian get some run? Does he come back?
I mean, that's assuming that Cody Clemens is probably going to play first. Either that, or do you bring up Jose Miranda, because Clemens is a left-hander, and Clemens is a guy you got off the, you know, you picked him up as a free agent. So, you know, is that?
Yeah, I mean, the Phillies were kind of like, didn't they designate him for assignment?
Yeah, they did,
to the point where they were just able to get him, and he's done a pretty good job. And you got Byron Buxton on the injured list. You already mentioned Wallner and Larnach in spots in the outfield. You mentioned Outman.
I mean, you got.
I know there's a lot of Twins fans. There's a lot of Twins fans that are mad, but on some level, it's also one of those where, what's this going to look like tomorrow night? What's this lineup going to be like?
It's going to be like the Cleveland Indians for Major League. Who are these freaking guys? I mean, I feel like that's where we're at. We are. Lou Brown is going to be played by Rocco Baldelli. You know what I mean? It's like this is just what it is. This is Major League come to life.
Eventually, Kiesel's going to be, you know, part of this thing again.
Yes, he will.
He had a good run.
He's your second baseman of the future, I believe.
Yeah, and then you got Brooks Lee and Royce Lewis over there, and then over at first, you know, maybe it's Miranda, maybe it's Clemens. Yeah. And you're right, the bullpen. It's if they have a lead, who's getting the ball out there?
I mean,
you know, who's that guy?
I don't know.
I'd love to get folks' feedback on that, because we're kind of running it down on what they received in return. And like I say, if they got a prospect and, you know, this guy was their 10th rated or whatever, you know, and he's at AA right now. Okay, whatever, you know, or he's really getting it done in high A. Okay. That's a couple years out at best.
I mean, I don't know. Cole Sands is the only guy that I can think of that you would even... Oof. I mean, Cole Sands is your guy. I mean, Duran gone, Jack's gone, Varland gone, Brock Stewart gone, Danny Coulomb gone.
Yeah, it is an amazing day. And like I say, you get back to the historical perspective.
Amazing's one word.
You know, it's just a historic day. Text, ownership's given up on winning this season, but they've also given up on making money. You know, and there's no doubt it's going to have an impact on the gate. I think, you know, that...
Oh, no question. No question. I mean, we are going to see a lot of people dressed up as empty seats at Target Field. We are. And with the loss of television revenue... And I mean, I know you're cutting expenses, but I feel like you're going to take a big financial hit too at the ballpark with this message. Again, it might be all business related. It might be something that we're trying to get down to bare bones so we can rebuild it in a brand new ownership. But unless fans know there's something imminent, this just does not send a good message to an already disenfranchised and upset fan base.
One final thought from the text line, and this we've had a lot of feedback. We had a call very early in the show tonight of the Lake Show. Steve in for Henry. He's back tomorrow night following the Twins and the Guardians. Chris Tubbs is here. And this is another one. And I know when it comes to sports and players and our teams, and we want to win, and we want these, you know, we want the best effort every year, and we want to try and win. And Craig Leupold, I think, is trying to win. And the Vikings and the Wolves are trying to win. And, you know, we'll see with the Timberwolves. We have no idea what A-Rod and Mark Lurie are going to do long term. They're new owners. But this text. The Twins just went through what a lot of businesses do just prior to a sale. They dump a lot of employees to reduce salary expense, cut expenses. It will be interesting to see if a sale is announced in the very near future. I can't argue with that.
If it's not imminent, though...
I can't argue with that.
You have to kind of tell the fans that something is happening... Because otherwise, it just doesn't look good. You need to tell them this is part one of a several part plan. Otherwise, fans are not going. Fans are already upset with this, Steve. I feel like you need to let them in on what's going on.
Right, and I think it's right to be angry, but it's also right to step back, and maybe that text right there says what the deal is, that expenses were cut, liabilities going forward were cut, and a sale could be announced in the very future, near future. Stay tuned. We got a break. We'll have an update on the weather. And big sporting event down in Iowa. I know. But a big sporting event for motorsports fan coming to Iowa. We'll talk about it around the corner here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Fans are not happy. Very frustrated fan here. Derek Falvey should think about firing himself. This is just as bad as the Herschel Walker deal.
Whoa, that's...
You know, and I didn't bring it up when we were kind of running down some of the
you're not gonna
memorable
you're
bad
not gonna, you're
things.
Not gonna do it now. Did you purposely do that, or did you? Was that just a brain fart?
You know,
it was so
traumatic that I didn't want to be reminded of. Because I remember how giddy people were.
Herschel Walker's your line. That's your line in the sand as a sports fan. That's where you stop.
Yeah. And then there's 41 Donut. Do you want to go there?
Yeah, but I mean, to be fair, when you get carved up by Kerry Collins and something named Waswas or Wonga gets beat by Imani Toomer, and I was checked out of 41 Donut by the middle of the second quarter.
When I was a kid and a young adult, I lived and died with the Vikings. And I was into the Twins and the North Stars back in the day and a big Gopher fan. Mm-hmm. And then the Timberwolves came along later. But January of 99, they were 15-1. To that point, the most dominant offense in the history of the NFL.
Don't do that.
And when they got beat by the Dirty Birds, nothing's lower than that. As bad as today is, Twins fans, nothing. Favre across the body. Wow. Yeah, I mean, so from the text line.
Steve, January 1999 was the only time I ever cried after a football game.
Hey,
and that's true. It's the only time I actually cried after a football game.
Now, I've told this story before. January of 99, sports fans. I was watching the game, and I couldn't believe what had transpired. And I was still smoking. And I don't smoke anymore, and I'm glad I quit. It's a terrible habit. And hopefully, it's meant good things for my health to quit. But I went out, I don't know how many cigarettes in a row I smoked, but it was a lot. I was chain smoking in the garage. I didn't cry. But oof. That was tough.
Dude,
today is a tough day.
Yeah,
I mean, there's no doubt for Twins fans. Today, this week, up to the deadline, what's transpired. I think the frustration of the team this year, it's fair. This has been a frustrating team. They staggered out of the gate. They were terrible in April. And then they had that good May, and they had that 13-game winning streak, and you're like, hey. And then Pablo went down, and June was painful. And they kind of fell back to earth. Then there was that little surge before the break. And then when you... you do what you did out of the break, then the writing's on the wall. But, man, this is a lot of players.
Yeah,
this is a lot of major league players.
They Twins have nobody to blame but themselves. We can say, well, the Pablo injury and, you know, Royce being down. We can point to a lot of that. But at the end of the day, these guys underperformed and the roster has been purged because of it. And this franchise is going to go in a different direction. What direction that is, we don't know. And we don't know if Derek Falvey is going to be able to finish the job. Is Derek Falvey, did he make these moves knowing that he could be the one to try and see it through? Or does he make these moves knowing that he made these moves and these are the last ones that he could potentially make? And along with that, you know, Rocco Baldelli filling out that lineup card tomorrow night in Cleveland, there are a lot of things that are going to be, I'm sure, the uncertainty with those guys, or maybe there is a little bit of feeling that they kind of know what is going to happen, because we keep hearing imminent, but imminent to me, Steve, can be so subjective. What is it? Because imminent to me might be different than hearing the word imminent to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I think until that's done, I will go back to the point that they, when this topic came up, is that that'll instantly energize people. Sales announced, sales closed.
Yeah.
New group comes in. They've got a plan. This is what they're going to do. They have money to spend. You know, people are like, oh, okay, you know, Byron Buxton's engaged. You know, Joe Ryan's engaged. Pablo Lopez isn't going anywhere. Bailey Ober's pitching well. Zebby's got some upside. You know, and then, hey, we're gonna add here. We're going to add that. We're going to add a couple of bats. We're going to spend some money. And then all of a sudden people say, okay, there's a plan. There's a new group. There's a freshness to us. And I think for what's going on today and the frustration of what transpired leading up to this, with the season as a whole, and all the players that will be playing somewhere else, that new ownership and a new plan sooner than later would be a big benefit. But you're right. That's not guaranteed. We have no idea.
And we
have no idea what that timeline looks like.
And one thing I have not even brought up yet tonight, and I can't believe it took me, you know, almost 3 hours into the show to think about it, is you've got, you know, Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred is pushing for revenue sharing and a salary cap. And Bryce Harper from the Phillies, when he went to meet with the Phillies, basically told him, you know, you can take your salary cap and, you know, you shine it up real nice, turn it sideways and, you know, stick it up your poo-to-poo candy, you know what. We are all but likely going to have a work stoppage after 2026.
Yeah.
So the whole landscape of the business model of professional baseball is going to change in some way, shape, or form. It's going to be drastic. I don't know what it's going to look like either. So is that another part of the uncertainty where you're trying to think of 2 or 3 years ahead and not think of the here and now? Like, there's so many moving parts under the radar and behind the scenes that we're not seeing. Like, we see things on the surface level and it's frustrating enough, and it's just hard to try and wrap our minds around something that's going on behind the scenes and have that be a reasoning point to some of the things that we're seeing, why this team is not, you know, hypothetically not going to be competitive in the near future.
One, we got a text along those lines, and I want to share it. And the text line's a great way to be a part of all our shows. And you can call in anytime, text anytime, 651-461-9226. The text, great moves. The team is comprised, going nowhere. The league will have a prolonged strike in 27. Hopefully the Twins will develop the prospects. And in 28, 29, and 30, you have a championship challenger. And that speaks in the short term for people buying tickets in 25 or getting excited about 26. I do believe that the Players Association and the owners are on a collision course in 27. And the people who have covered the game for a long time concur that this could be a bad one and a long one because they need to get the financial house of the game in order. Not enough haves, too many have-nots. And we'll see how that plays out. Let's go to the phone lines. And let's bring in, we got Chuck. All right, Chuck, you're on the air. Hello.
Oh, great. Hey, first-time caller, long-time listener. Hey, I just get the feeling you guys are in la-la land with the Twins. They just sold 10 players. They just cashed in the season. It's going to take them a couple years to recover from this historic, catastrophic selling, emptying the coffers, taking away all our opportunity to, you know, win a pennant or at least get a wild card or whatever. We don't have a TV deal. You know, the new ownership, they're buying a sinking ship. Who would want to do that? You know, and this is terrible. We're only 5 games under .500, and we just get rid of everybody? Yeah. That's craziness.
All right, Chuck, thanks for the call, and I think that shares a lot. And I think we've tried to do that tonight and say, what's going on here? And what realistically could be going on? We have talked about the short-term pain and how angry people are. You break down each individual deal in each individual trade, and I said this, you can make the case. It's the sheer volume that's so shocking. And who are they going to run out there tomorrow night? We talked about that as well. It is a very unusual circumstance, which speaks to the fact there's got to be something else going on. There's got to be new ownership imminent. But Chris Tubbs, as he said a moment ago, who knows what that actually means? There's got to be, because if there isn't, and someone new coming in and saying, hey, fans, we're coming in, here's our plan, we're putting our people in place, here's our core guys, and we're going to use X amount of dollars to go out and find ball players, and we'll see.
Yeah, I think if you're a Twins fan, you're hoping you're going from Red McCombs to the Wilfs. I think that's what you're hoping for. You're not hoping for Twins pride. You know, you're not hoping for that. You're hoping you go from Red McCombs to the Wilfs.
Well, there was a story that old Red wouldn't even fix the air out at the old Winter Park. It was like, you need the air conditioning repaired? Well, we'll see about that. Maybe next week. 9 minutes now in front of 9. Quick break. We'll come back and put a bow on it. The Lake Show, Steve in for Henry tonight. Chris Tubbs is in. Twins and Guardians. What's that lineup going to look like tomorrow night? Find out with the lineup card at 6 tomorrow night. From Cleveland, here on CCO. It is the Lake Show, Steve in for Henry. One more time. Typically you hear me on Saturdays. But no Saturday for me this week. I got a rare day off. I'll be back a week from Saturday. Twins and Guardians open a 3-game set in Cleveland. And after what went down this week and was capped off today, deadline madness. Correa, Duran, Bader, France, Paddock, Castro, Stewart, Varland, Coulomb, Jax, Dobnik, all elsewhere.
I like how you threw in Dobnik.
Well, you know, it was a triple-A guy.
Yeah, I mean, it's like Sesame Street. Which one of these is not like the other? Which one is just isn't? Yeah. You know.
And now it's what next? I mean, I think as Twins fans lick their wounds, are angry, upset, frustrated, whatever you want to use. What is really interesting is what's next. You know, does that deal come? Is a sale announced soon? Or does that drag on? And it becomes a slog to the end of the season and into the off season. So as this drama unfolds, what's what's next? And people are mad, for sure.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, what is the message to the fan base? When you make a public statement, what is the message to the fan base? What do you tell them to keep them engaged? Because right now, I think it's apathy. It's not even empathy. It's apathy has kicked in. Because guess what? This happens at the worst possible time because, like you said, the NFL is back. People are thinking about their fantasy drafts. People are thinking about Vikings training camp. All of those things are going to push the Twins down the entertainment ladder. And we're the radio home for the Twins, but let's not sit here and sugarcoat it. People are going to look at the Twins as being a second-rate entertainment option right now because of what happened today. And you need to somehow tell those people that they are worth, for the next 2 months, this team is worth following and getting invested in. I don't know how you do that. I don't know what that message is, and I'm fascinated to know, how are you going to tell us this is a good thing for the franchise going forward?
Yeah, it will be interesting, to say the least, going forward. Hey, Chris, always good to work with you. I'm glad you're feeling better, my man. Henry Lake back tomorrow night following the Twins and Guardians. I'm sure he will have thoughts on all of this. And hopefully he is good to go with Vanita on the morning news. More coverage, of course, tomorrow on the morning news and throughout the day here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Of course, Vanita in the morning news bright and early. And then Adam and Jordana, Chad Hartman, Drive Time with Daraj, and then, of course, the Twins and Guardians. What's that lineup going to look like tomorrow night?
I don't know. Pick them out of a hat, put them on a position, and see what happens.
Yeah, mix and match. We have the news. We have the weather at 9. Good night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.